Almost all of the 310 Wexford-based employees of the financial services company BNY Mellon are to be transferred or made redundant. Rumours have been circulating for months about the company's future in the area. We can get the latest now from our Southeast correspondent, Conor Kane. Conor, a meeting was held this morning. What were workers told?
Yes, Rachel, this meeting took place after some weeks and indeed months of speculation around the Wexford area about the future of the BNY branch in Wexford, which is located in the Drina area just on the edge of Wexford town. Now, the multinational bank, one of the world's largest banks, has been operating in Wexford since 2002 and at the moment employs about 310 people. But there had been a lot of rumours lately about the future of the company and indeed about whether it was going to close its Wexford operation or not. And this morning, a meeting was called between management and employees, and the management have since confirmed that they are intending to close the Wexford office. They said that BNY continually evaluate the real estate footprint, as they put it, to ensure that they're operating efficiently, and that they won't be making any further comment during the employee collective consultation process. Now, I gather that that process of consultation with employees will begin very soon, in fact, possibly tomorrow, and then it will be decided how many people will be offered transfers to either the Dublin or Cork offices, or how many will be made redundant. Now, a small number, I gather, will be given the option, a small number of the Wexford employees will be given the option of working from home, but that could be only about 5% of the 310 workforce. The rest will be either transferred or made redundant, and that remains to be seen how many will fall into each category.
The announcement, Conor, it's prompted quite a bit of political reaction in Wexford. What's being said?
That's right. Well, the government itself has been keen to emphasise that it's not an Armageddon situation. As the Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke, put it when he spoke on the issue in Davos, he said that there are being options presented to staff, whether in terms of working from home or transferring to another office. And he said that the government remains committed to regional employment in places like Wexford and to quality employment, such as is the case at BNY. But notwithstanding those comments, the news has been met with a lot of dismay locally around Wexford. The Labour TD, George Lawler, who took office after the last general election, he has described the news as devastating for the area and said that it will be hard to cope with for the employees affected, some of which, a lot of which, are possibly going to lose their jobs. Others will have to transfer to Dublin or Cork, and that's not an ideal situation either for a lot of people. And he has called on the next Minister for Trade and Enterprise, whoever that may be, to be appointed tomorrow, probably, to come and visit Wexford and try to discuss the issue and discuss the future of the plant with local management of BNY and see if the closure can be staged off or what other options can be put in place. The local Chamber of Commerce, who have worked with BNY for many years since the company arrived in 2002, said that the company has been a vital part of the Wexford economy for years and has offered employment to exceptional talent within the county. And it says that any potential changes to the operations are a major concern for the community. And they too have committed to working with both the management and staff of BNY as they face an uncertain future.
Conor, thanks a million. That was our Southeast correspondent, Conor Kane, reporting from Wexford this lunchtime.